Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. Conditions in Haiti continue to worsen even after the U.S. labels two gangs as terrorist groups. Then a new partnership with Kenya Hope gives dozens of pastors a chance for much-needed training. We'll unpack this story for you in just a few moments. But first, the U.S. has designated two Haitian gangs as terrorist groups as the situation in Haiti continues to decline. Mackinson St. Fleur is an attorney with For Haiti with Love. He says gangs carry on criminal activity regardless of international designation.
The U.S. tried to help Haiti with the situation, but for now, nothing is well, nothing is doing well, everything is getting worse and worse every day.
Gangs have expanded their reach from Port-au-Prince and are now trying to take over Haiti's north.
They want to take all the country.
Until recently, For Haiti with Love has been helping the needy of Cap-Haitien with a burn clinic, food, and housing assistance. Now, only the burn clinic remains in place, as the ministries had to cease meal distribution due to the unrest. St. Fleur says if gang activity worsens in the area, the ministry will be forced to vacate entirely.
If they take the city, you can do nothing. Just leave this city.
Even now, the gospel remains central to For Haiti with Love's efforts.
We always pray with them, and we teach a part of the Bible in every activity we do.
As the team at For Haiti with Love cares and prays for their people, would you join them?
We need help. We need prayer. We need every single prayer, because Haiti is getting worse and worse again.
Next, Bangladesh currently has an interim government, and the country is embroiled in growing conflict. Bruce Allen with FMI says, in this Muslim-majority country, religious minorities have become an easy punching bag.
Anytime you have this social upheaval, it's usually the minorities that bear the brunt of that in terms of society's anger over the situation. It's kind of like kick the lowest rung on the social ladder. So in Bangladesh, which is the third largest Muslim majority in the world, that means minorities like Hindus and Christians, sadly.
Christian leaders are being targeted, like Pastor Rajiv, a local FMI partner on their leadership team.
On the eastern edge of the country, Pastor Rajiv was attacked and his property set on fire. A few weeks prior to that, his two dogs were poisoned and killed, and he had these dogs on the premises to protect his family and his property. So the poisoning was intentional so that later attacks could go unnoticed in the night.
Yet God is still at work. Last year, FMI leaders in Bangladesh led over 2,500 people to faith in Jesus. Pray for persecuted Christians to be boldly proclaiming the gospel. And finally, Christianity is well established in Kenya, but that doesn't mean every pastor is teaching biblical truth. Kenya Hope's Steve Holman tells us,
the gospel is widely known, but it's more of a prosperity gospel. The vast majority of churches are prosperity. It doesn't matter what the label is.
The Lord provided a strategic partnership between Kenya Hope and Emmanuel Baptist Church of Nairobi to help pastors get the training they need. Last year, 41 pastors attended a Kenya Hope conference.
For the first time in our mission history, well-qualified Kenyans came to teach, and they taught a package of materials taught in seminar format that lay the foundation for healthy pastoring and healthy churches. Out of that will come five or six pastors that are interested in being part of a formal program.
While the Kenyan church provides training, Kenya Hope offers logistical support.
This was a test run, and everything we see indicates it'll be an ongoing conference as the Lord provides.
Church partners in the U.S. help through funding and volunteer work.
They partner with us for a specific place and a period of time, and they help to establish a solid foundation for building gospel bridges.
You can find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Liz Kramer.